Gavin's on, then on the break, that was Beat the World 4-5. Beat the World 4-5. Coming up later on in the show, we're going to see how Ann Jackson made out with IC3, Brown Cotton, and horrible cursing, and a request by him to settle everything after she shows a private part.
She made out with him?
What?
We're going to see how Ann Jackson made out. She made out with IC3.
Oh, I see what you did. Attempted there.
You attempted, yes.
Oh, God.
Sorry, no. Did that.
You know, you must really pay Nacho well. That's really all I've gathered from
I slipped him a 20 after he laughed at my lame joke.
Well, I don't think it was enough.
Yeah, and you don't look for your 20s. You know.
No, I won't.
No.
Number to call in, should you choose, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Of course, we've got a fun time in the den pen. They're having a good time talking about bums. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, now they're talking about, you set them off, because then they start talking about the Jays, Leafs. Sports. They're all over the place during the break.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
Reconvene.
They have fun.
Come on, kids. Come on back. That's what the Den Pen is. All about a good time.
Yes.
That's what this show is about. Lighthearted chocularity.
Okay. Alrighty.
No, we didn't have that?
Yes, you enjoyed the last segment called about death and black burgers.
Wait a minute. That would be my show.
I think they serve black burgers in hell.
As a matter of fact, Tom found a link to a story on the web about exactly what I said about those dreaded black burgers.
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook, too.
Yeah, and he put one in the den pen, too. Oh,
thank you. Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you, yes.
Tom's keeping the minutes and adding links.
Yes, historian.
No, you know, Tom's back in Michigan now. He's on his game.
I
hope we have bitter, nasty Michigan Tom. That's what I like. I like bitter, nasty Michigan Tom.
I think we might.
I mean, because he's in his personal life, he's happy. And when Tom's happy in his personal life, he's a nasty son of a bitch in the den pen.
We love that.
Which is just the way I like my
Welcome
Tom.
Back.
Yes. As a matter of fact, he just said, I won't recount the whole conversation they had, but he goes, just dropping some reality truth bombs on you. Talking with his pals in the pen.
Okay. We now
he's
have
bombing the pen. What?
I should really figure out a way so I could shut off her mic from here.
Lots of luck.
Tell you what, it's sometimes you wonder, do they just let anybody talk?
Look, it's not like I'm Linda McCartney trying to sing over here.
You heard that story, right?
She's the one with one leg. Oh, no, she's the one that died of cancer.
Yeah, but she sung like a hinge, and she was in Wings, and what they would do is they would pull the levels down on her vocals when they would sing, because she was god-awful. And one time they actually left the levels up.
And they recorded it
through the board, and it's like it sound like a cat getting hit by a truck.
Well,
she was singing background. She's like, it was really really bad. They played it on Stern.
You know,
it was brutal.
Still not as bad as Yoko.
Oh, truth.
Well, I'm not going to say Pip is funnier than Yoko or Linda, but she can sing better than them. I will give Pip.
Why? Thank you. I think.
Yes, you're a fine singer.
Thank you.
Too bad we don't ask you to do that here.
I know.
What we
I know. Maybe that would be better.
It couldn't be worse. Anyway, okay. So the daughter came home with this the other day. It's a blue piece of paper, so you know it's important in the shoot.
Because
white it gets lost, but blue, it's like, oh, damn it all. Was it ball busting blue?
Ball busting blue. Ball busting blue from the school. Yes, certainly.
This is something I was completely unaware of. The Dignity for All Students Act. So the students, New York State passed a law called the Dignity for All Students Act. The goal of the law is for students to feel safe and supported in their school. Students cannot make fun of where someone is from, what someone looks like, or how someone acts.
Well, thank God they're not doing comedy there.
Thank God they're not running for the Republican nomination.
Nothing to talk about here.
We are not training future leaders from this. Could you imagine if they held the candidates to this? We'd have no debates. It'd be mimes on stage.
They're all trying to
be
get
talking
out of
about
box.
The weather. Yeah, it rained in Jersey today. How about you guys?
Well, we know they wouldn't talk about issues. Then they'd have nothing to talk about. Well, we're not allowed to say nasty things, so I'm just going to sit here silently for 3 hours. If anyone says or does something that makes you feel mad, bad, or sad.
Who wrote this? Ah, you beat me. Yeah,
of course I did.
Imagine trying to hold each other to this.
Exactly.
I'd have to leave every day.
You know what?
There you go.
We might have to institute
new
this.
Principle.
If anyone says or does something that makes you feel mad, bad, or sad, please tell an adult.
Oh.
Settle down, horse shack.
Sorry.
If you have any questions, please ask to see the school counselor. So that is that. Really?
Imagine him as a school counselor.
He's a counselor now.
It's like that putting a serial killer in front of the arsenal. Here, you handle this.
The counselor's calling now.
All right. So I was unaware that we had legislation. Were you guys aware that we actually had anti-bullying? This is New York State. I'm sure other states have it too. Anti-bullying legislation.
I had no idea.
Joe?
Absolutely not.
You know, I know they talk about, you know, well, this is what we should do in the schools. And I support that.
Yes.
I support that. I just didn't know we actually had to make laws for it.
I thought this was like kind of common sense stuff, but maybe not.
Well, it's not common sense stuff.
No, but some
but
of
I didn't
it.
Know that there were statutes.
No, I had no idea. And what are they going to do to you if you break one of them? They're children.
This law, you beat them.
Oh, good.
You send them to the Catholic Church.
Now I'm paying attention.
Okay.
Send them to the Catholic Church where they have reinforced their rulers.
Yes. So this law is from written in 2010, it was enacted, I would say, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very new law.
Yeah.
So this kind of goes back to what Joe likes to rail about. In the good old days, you could make fun of somebody and scar them, but now it's illegal because this is a new thing.
Yeah.
But my whole thing about this is that they're making everything so sanitized in school. What happens when they get onto the working world?
Well,
they have a boss, and when they have this,
you know what? If you're raising kids like this, mm-hmm. not to do that thing, hopefully the future generations won't have to go into a world where bosses are assholes.
Great. And what do we do when we have to deal with the rest of the world?
Yeah.
And we have to deal with bullies like Russia and stuff like that.
If they don't speak English, we don't listen to them anyway. Yeah. So we don't care what they say.
And we certainly don't know how to order food from them.
And Canadians are very nice to your face, so you don't have to worry about that.
Lisa, what do you say behind our backs?
Well, that they do behind their back is completely different. But to your face, very nice people.
Well, she's being mean right now. She's saying if you behave in any of those ways, you don't get any dessert. Damn it.
It just seems... When I was a boy about 11 or 12, the teacher calls up my house, and I thought I was, you know, he never called when for good stuff.
Right.
Well, it's your house. Joe got a 76 on the spelling test. We're very happy. They generally don't call for C students, stupid.
Yeah, that place, it was always ringing off the hook. But you'd have to go, Ma, what is it? I'm just finished dinner. What is it? My teacher's on the phone. The who's on the phone?
I'm like,
they want to talk to you. Give me that phone. I'm like,
well, the teacher never calls to talk to the students.
No, yeah.
No.
But on this one rare occasion, I was being bullied at school.
Oh.
And
what were you being bullied for? Your weight?
I think a little bit of weight and this, that, and the other thing. Now, I was raised by women. I was raised by my grandmother and my mother. So I was 11 and stuff like that.
So you were starting to have your period.
Stupid.
Tampons or pads?
No. Probably go with a tampon. I'm not good with pads.
Oh, you're going to shove that up there, do you? Yeah. Good to know.
Ouch, she says.
I'll try it on you and see how. I'll show you how they go.
I wasn't raised by women. I don't. I'm not on their time of the month cycle.
They're not made out of barbells, you know. Ouch.
Barbells.
Barbells.
Oh, I saw. Know. I was punishing my wife and sister-in-law last night
with barbells.
With your presents?
No. There's a new show on TLC that needs everybody's attention. There's a man with an 80-pound groin. So they wanted to watch a cooking show about Halloween cupcakes, and I would flip back to the man walking around with his 80-pound
groin. They made a show about him?
That guy!
He's got more TV credits than you.
Hold on. The guy that used to wear a hoodie upside down and keep his balls in the hood?
But here's the... I think it's a different guy, but here's the thing. This guy, when he's out in public, he puts it in the sweatpants.
I gotta go. Home.
Why? You're 75 pounds and you thought you had the gig?
No, it's just that he's got more TV credits than mine, and just seeing where this business is going, I don't know why I'm...
Well, he could do a ventriloquism act.
Joe, no! Joe's going to throw himself into traffic.
I'm just going to go to the day program and go back to tech and get and become a get my master plumber's
his
license.
His wife, though. First of all, he's married. He's
what?
Well, that's love. Yeah. But his wife is wrapping the 80-pound groin.
Oh, wow.
I guess with, like, gauze and everything. My wife's like, well, if you have an 80-pound groin, I'm not going to do that.
Believe me. Sometimes people think that.
And then you end up wrapping that thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you do.
But they wanted to watch Delicious Scary Cupcakes. And I'm like,
I'll show you Delicious and Scary.
I just was seeing Delicious Scary Balls.
Yeah. They were, like, so grossed out by it.
Well,
you should be. They're 80-pound balls.
I feel bad for the guy.
Of course. He's got 80-pound balls.
I don't know if it's balls or ball. It's an 80-pound groin.
Well, you just can't pick up and go.
Is that kind of like a uniboob for men?
It's hanging. It's like a third leg.
Giant.
It's like, you know how Joe's head is nicely shaved?
Yes.
It's like if Joe's head was a testicle.
Wait a minute. But that's only about 10 pounds. Can you imagine
that? Yeah,
like
but it's
eight
hollow.
Eight times the size of his head?
If you fill Joe's head with bullshit, if you go on his Facebook page, you can catch any time. And put it in between somebody's leg.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about, Joe's head between somebody's legs? What?
I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even know how I got on that. I apologize.
I don't know how
I'm sure this guy got bullied. If you were a kid with an 80-pound ball, you'd be bullied.
You'd have to.
No, you'd have to.
No, you do. You do. If somebody has 80-pound balls, you have to say something.
Why?
Because they got 80-pound balls. You can't overlook that.
You should accept people for the differences.
Okay.
He's got a condition. Or an itis.
The difference is I can run in the sand and not make a straight mark going through it.
You ain't running anywhere.
Like a tail.
What is wrong with you, really?
After what you just said, what's wrong with her?
I was talking about your head, not a ball.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I all of a sudden pictured a sand picture. And I'm
just
dying.
A picture, one line. Yeah.
Terrible.
You probably couldn't because you did. I'm sure.
God, you picked me up and I only saw one set of footprints in the sand. That's when I carried you, except for that long stretch mark of ball.
It's not a hippity hop.
I meant to talk to you about that, God. Really? Really? Really?
Just giving God the what for.
You put it there. You couldn't hoist
really?
It up.
Really? You know, like, while we're here, not for nothing. Really?
Yeah, really?
Really? Really?
God doesn't give us things we can't handle. But you're not dragging a nut like that through the sand. It's going to abrade.
80 pounds are going to drag it like
no,
that.
No, you're going to put it like on a scooter or something.
I can't
roll.
Even put my damn. No, you're not.
You can't put a raw but ball you on the hot sand. It doesn't. Your touchies can't handle it. Your balls can't. You're talking out of your ass about a ball.
You wrap a towel around it.
It's not a Muslim. You're not wrapping it up like it's a turban.
But you want to drag it. You can't put it in a car. You're going to drag a car with your balls. It's hard to get the beach chairs out there.
All right, fine. So fine, a towel.
All right, fine.
Come on. There's
but my point is, it's not just dragging.
Well, it is dragging.
You would put it in a cart. Absolutely. You know.
Now, but Joe's right. It's really hard to get a cart to go on the sand. Joe's right.
No. Any place else.
Well, that's the only thing. You have to take a wheelbarrow and kind of, you know.
You know what? This is where the wife's a good wife. She carries the ball like a good woman should, walk two steps behind, holding an 80-pound groin.
No.
That's a keeper.
She'd have to walk in front with her
Joe's
hands
girl,
behind
raise your game. Raise your game, Joe's girl.
Carry his balls.
Everything she's got to put up with me.
It's like, now I got to carry his balls. I got a bad back. What do I need this shit for?
Less straw.
Eat this crap, carry your stupid balls.
No, it's like a dog that the back legs don't work and they make a little cart for it. You'd have to make a cart
now
for
that's
this
all
right,
thing,
right?
So that's what you would do. You would get one of those carts, you take a picture of it, email it to whoever can make this stuff, and then you go, all right.
There's not a ball craft store.
But you go to a carpenter that's handy with that stuff, and you go, all right, look. All right, this is, you know, that mutt that got hit by the bus. All right, we made that cart for him. We got to do this with these balls. You know, can we work? Can you work a mock up and we'll sign off on it? You can whip it up. It's almost speech time. Yeah.
Hold on a second. No, you don't even have to do that. You just have to go and get like some little wagon that you would put your. That's funny.
It'd be called the ball
just
dragon
said, get
wagon.
A little red wagon. At the moment, I said wagon. No, you get one of those.
I don't think you know what funny means.
You get one of those little carts that you know you use for luggage.
No, we
you just shove the balls on there. Mm.
What, you got to tip the bellboy every time you walk in with your balls?
But the thing about the cart, you just got to work on a cart because you got to bring it through the sand. So the thing, you got to get like those, you know the big beach carts? I have one of those things with the big bulbous wheels on
there. Yeah.
That's what you got to get because you got to go through the sand with the thing.
Absolutely.
And you can, you know, you can make several models, the town and country, the Islander. This is the one you use for this. You know.
Yeah, it's like you're going into business. Like you finally found your calling.
Yeah.
Music, playwright, comedy, radio, none of that works. I'm gonna make transportation for huge balls.
And I already got three models ready to roll. I'm ready to go to market. Tonight I can go to market.
Shark Tank.
Could you imagine? Those guys? And what have you got, Mr. Kurt? All right. You got 80-pound balls. How are you going to enjoy them?
You just see Lori. I think we could put this on HSN.
Yeah.
we'll see. No.
We're going to bedazzle the balls.
Percentage-wise, how many people have elephantitis of the balls? Okay. Now I'm going to put down. I'm going to give you this percentage.
Yeah, yeah.
100,000.
Joe, do you own the patent on the ball mover?
Yes, I do.
But, you know, and there can be, like, high-end models. The same way they have baby carriages.
Right.
They're like, you know, the pack and play.
Right.
They have all kinds of it could be a pack and play for balls.
For
why
the
not?
Man with the 8-pound groin on the go.
Oh, that would be great. You had those infomercials in the morning, you know. My 80-pound balls thought they were going to stop me, but no. Got the ball away.
No, he's got the ball sticking for themselves. Yeah.
Well, I got life by the balls of the ass.
you know, talk about having a set. Now.
Well, I'm sure there'd be a detail. I'm sure there'd be a discount if you ordered a set. Sure, Joe's worked that out.
That's
know.
Right.
Set your set.
Set your sack on these sweet set of wheels. And you'll make...
Now, are they selling in, like, Home Depot's or Bed Bath & Beyond?
Bed Bath & Beyond's.
Okay.
Bed Bath & Beyond's. Home
right next to Pillow Shams?
No, not really. Where would we put that? I would think, Christ.
You need shams for these pillows?
Not shams. I think
right next to the Soda Stream, perhaps?
No, you wouldn't want it in the food area.
The candle area?
By the kitchen.
Kitchen? I don't think you want sharp and hot things near your 80-pound balls.
I'm sorry. No, you're... Over in the vacuum section where the vacuum cleaners are, they have all those knickknacks and stuff there.
Knickknacks for your ball holder.
Well, not knickknacks for that, but they have like ironing boards and stuff like that. A ball holder would go perfect in there.
Have you met with them? Are you going to be able to get it on their shelves at Bed Bath & Beyond?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Now, is it just locally or nationally?
Going national.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to invest.
Get the marketing program going.
The girls are stepping up in the pen. They've
Good
come
girls.
Up with all kinds of great other alternative things. The ball bra. Laundry carts. They're thinking in
Can
here.
You imagine you have a ball bra that your chick's finally going to play with your ball, but she's dicking around. She doesn't know how to take off the bra. Just give it to me, stupid. I'll show you how to clasp my ball bra.
But
how's it feel? See,
now,
it's not so easy.
Now we're going to sell that, but that's going to be, you ever see the commercials where they try to use something? Oh, you up in that messy soda, and you try to, that's what you do. How many times have you tried to get balls out and use those pesky snaps? Now, with the ballies, made of Velcro.
Ballies.
Velcro just makes it a snap. To get the balls out.
And Andrea Port said the ball bra has to come in different sizes.
Yeah. I used to fill
it. No, we're going, everyone is extra large. Because your average balls are just fine with underwear.
And you know, every guy, when they first goes for the condoms, he's like, I got to get the Maxims. Whether he's going to fill it or not.
Here's the problem with an 80-pound ball.
Uh-huh.
No matter how big your dick is, it looks small.
That's true.
It just looks like a pimple on your ball.
Yeah, this is a problem. A pimple on your ball.
It does.
An exploding
pimple. Is that a herpes?
No,
it's my dick. It's 8 inches. I don't know why we have an issue. It
looks like a lighthouse on a huge rock.
Joe's girl says. Joe's girl says one size fits all. One size fits all ball. Yes.
Nice.
It's really.
But with ballies, you know, you could just have. When I tried to get my man's balls out, it was always hooked on pesky snaps. With ballies now, with the easy Velcro release, it's all out. That's right.
How are you going to manufacture this? Are you going to manufacture them domestically?
Good old US of A.
It's going to cost too much money. I mean, I have a vision for this. How much is it going to cost you to make ballies?
Ballies, let's see. Probably cost me to make ballies probably about two. The deluxe size probably about maybe $8.
Maybe I don't think you haven't worked this out. So you haven't actually sold any ballies yet.
Oh no, we spoke with a Velcro manufacturer. We spoke with.
Have you sold any ballies?
Not yet.
So you're coming to me with an idea. This isn't a business. I don't know if we're ready to invest in ballies yet.
Well, basically,
I feel like I'm going to have to do a lot of work to make ballies successful. I'll give you $15 and I get 90% of the business.
$15. You have seen Shark Tank.
I have a manufacturer with a breathable fabric. We can make each product for about $5 each. We're going to go to market at $15. Have
what
a 40% 40% gross margin.
I don't think that's 40%.
No, we'll figure it out.
Stick it mad. Your poor father's up there going, still.
Joe's girl says, this reminds me of the snot shovel segment.
Same thing. Just a different type of gross.
And Andrea says, can you imagine how sore that can be if you rub against the Velcro? Oh,
you know what you're not wearing?
Yes.
I'll tell you what you're not wearing with 80-pound ball. And what ballies cannot be made of, Joe. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Mm. Corduroy. You cannot. It is going to smell like huevos rancheros anytime you walk.
It's going to sound like a 50-piece rhythm section is going by.
It has to be a breathable fabric.
Corduroy!
What is that I smell? Wide whale?
Just my ballies.
Oh, it is a wide whale.
Corduroy.
Gosh, don't stand next to an open flame.
God, you remember when corduroy was popular?
Oh, yes.
I hated corduroy.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
I corduroy hats.
Did. Yeah. Like in corduroy pants. No, you really could.
I hope they never come back. Just like with parachute pants. I hope that and corduroy are gone forever.
Boy, I distracted the shit out of this segment. No one to blame but me for that. Yeah, I don't
distract it. You bamboozled it.
Oh my God, you bring up 80-pound balls. You didn't think we were going to run with it?
It's amazing. No matter how funny the segment, there's you.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway.
Well, let's get back to
balls. Ooh, Israel says a lot of ball sweat. Yes. There's a picture.
I almost feel like it's going to, like, the ballies is going to have a catch to catch the sweat. Like a little catch trap.
Well, so
yeah,
it'll have
like a bladder.
Fabric.
Right, but there's going to be so much ball sweat as, what's her name?
Andriel
says there's gonna be so much balls that, like, there has to be like a catch, like underneath the grill, you
know,
when
no,
all the grease
true, the
when
grease.
All the grease falls out.
Mm. Well, Joe's girl said spandex ball ease. Oh no,
yoga
oh, no.
pants ball ease to really make it tight.
It might be uncomfortable.
Yeah, spandex is not a breathable fabric.
Because usually when you
either.
Have an 80-pound ball, everything is comfortable, Joe.
Well, you want to try to make it as comfortable as you can.
Well, and you can't use
not
those
a camel
80s.
Toe, it's a camel hump.
You can't use that 80s spandex with like zebra prints and stuff.
No,
you
do.
It would look like a big marble.
No, you're wrong. You make it festive. It's well, festive.
But if you made it like with that fabric, that would be festive, would it not?
Well, that's what I'm saying, with the stripes.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Now you can
animal print.
And
I like that.
Cheetah.
Yeah, but then you'd have some stupid dentist trying to shoot you in the nuts because I thought it was like a lion.
All right, my friend. How about we go to market this way? You said you make it festive for holidays. For right now, if we came out, we'll have the one that looks like
a pumpkin. Orange?
Right.
I like orange ballies.
All right, Christmas, we'll have it look like a Santa bag.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. Andriel just said the word that I can't even get. A mankini.
A mankini?
That's just this giant
That's
ball.
Funny.
And now you're going to have to make it a little sturdier than the standard mankini straps because that's a lot to haul.
St. Patrick's Day, make it look like a pot of gold.
I like where you're going.
Well,
with
it
this,
is.
You
know? If it's 4th of July, make it look like a cherry bomb.
It's a little bigger than a cherry bomb, Joe. A little bigger than that.
Lisa says, a big honking thong. Yes, I would say.
No, because you're going to divide the ball. You're going to have overlap. You're not even going to see the material in the middle. You can't
I
do
don't
that.
Think, no, it is
Your ball
like
is going to look like an ass. We're not going for that.
It's like, no, it's kind of like a uniboob, though. You're not going to divide.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Can.
She's wrong. You can't go with a thong. It's a stupid idea.
No,
we're trying to have a serious conversation, Lisa. Get with the program.
The thong goes up the butt crack, not the ball crack. Not happening.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's so much discomfort in this person's life. We don't need to go thong.
Yeah, no.
No, we can't do a thong.
Yeah, no.
I think you know, Lisa's just being foolish.
They've reached a threshold.
Sorry,
of
Lisa.
Discomfort.
So we're moving you from marketing and putting you back out in the warehouse.
Watch over the little Chinese children. Yeah. We're real men are working here.
Oh my God.
All right, back to bullying.
All right. But anyway, the teacher called The teacher called my house and talked to my mother and told my mother that I was being bullied at school and I needed to fight back.
Oh.
I needed to fight back.
Really?
You
wow.
know, I, because
Mrs. Curry, your son's a pussy. We thought you should know.
That was essentially the theme, yes.
Yeah.
And it was a good lesson where I started to not take abuse from people, where you learn where if somebody's going to abuse you or try to take advantage of you, bully you, you fight back. And that's the way the world is. I'm sorry. And I
right, but I mean, it's the way it is right now, for sure, because we were all raised that way. I mean, when we were raised, you were as nasty as a son of a gun. But it did have repercussions. I mean, there are people that are scarred from the experiences they had. So, theoretically, if you're raising a kinder, gentler society now, and you start with the youth, the children are the future, as Whitney sang. I think it was Whitney.
Yes, it was.
And we saw how long her future was.
Yeah. And she also said, I think I'll take a bath.
Yeah. But, I mean, if we're raising a more considerate society, I don't want to say wussy, but if you're raising a more considerate society, they'll be more considerate adults, and they'll raise their kids to be more considerate. Because, really, there really is no place for making fun of somebody based on their appearance. One of the big amendments they put to was gender identification.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to like this at all. I mean, what you identify with, if you walked into school, Joe, and said, I feel like a princess, they would have to recognize you as being a little princess.
But it's not that. What happens is when you give credence to all of this, I mean, look, it's not a bad idea, and it's absolutely, you know, horrible to be bullied, but it just gives the PC police to get out of hand with what they're going to do. They're going to abuse all of this.
Well, I don't know.
But you can't say anything, or any kids get home sent for the most stupidest things. Mm-hmm. I understand if you're...
Well, but they're telling you, they're telling the child who's being a bully, because a lot of times these kids internalize all this, mm-hmm. which is the worst thing to do. They're telling them to go to an adult, which is what you want them to do.
Yes.
And it's funny, and there's legislation, but I couldn't find any actual penalties.
Yeah, no dessert is what Lisa said.
I couldn't find any actual legal penalties for this. Like, you know, if your child winds up... What is so funny? I just learned.
You just look at me and move on.
What are you going to do? It's like it's like doing a show with an 80-pound ball strapped in between your legs.
Which the dentist pen is still talking about.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they?
They have great suggestions.
You are listening to Davin's Den. We are kind of talking about bullying. The number to call in is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. My initial reaction, Joe, was, this is a bunch of crap. I can't believe they're sending this home. And I do think it's a little crazy that they have legislation, but I think it's just easier for them to give the schools guidelines if we just go, well, this is what you have to do.
I think that they probably should have told the schools, like the Department of Education could have issued a memo and had, like, something that goes down to the schools. This is the sort of, this is the sort of thing that we'd like you to concentrate on along with these guidelines for curriculum. This is another sort of social project that we would like you to work on. You know,
That's kind of interesting. Maybe go along with this. I didn't see any of the documentation. Maybe actually have a class, have the kids, you know, if you're going to implement this stuff.
Yeah.
Have the kids actually take classes to learn how to be better human beings.
How about have civics again?
Well,
how to be a better citizen, and this is part of it.
Well, this is
better human being.
Well, yeah, that's not. I think at first when I would, if they said there's this type of class, I don't know what a humanity class, maybe, I don't know.
No, that wasn't really.
No, I'm saying what they could call it now.
Oh,
I don't know what it was. Like, I'd probably bristle at first. You know what? We made fun of each other, but you know what? It sucks getting made fun of.
It does,
and it's gotten a lot worse because you can't escape it now. It used to be when you went home, it was over. It was
now they
take it to the internet and they take it to the texting and everything. So these kids really can't escape it.
Yeah, no, it's everywhere.
So it's kind of relentless, which is something we did not have to deal with because we're old.
Well, no, that's not true.
Why? What? When you went home?
Yeah.
People were making fun of you at home?
They followed you home.
Right, but when the door closed.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
You weren't in your bedroom and seeing the, like, nasty things that they sent. They didn't have Skywriters outside your window.
I think that kids have to get used to the way the world works, okay? This is the way the world. You're going to be bullied at work. You're going to be bullied at work. You're going to be bullied. You need to fight back. You got people that are going to try to undermine you and stuff like that.
That's part of it. But this is another way to combat that. Yes, I don't think it has to be either or. I don't think it has to be. You don't stick up for yourself. You must immediately report. I think you report, and if things don't get better, you stick up for yourself. I think they can work in tandem.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Russ was here because I would love to hear his opinion on this. Just out of curiosity, Russ is and like I said, I'm not speaking for what Russ is going to say.
Right.
But there are a lot of good points here. But there are a lot of points where Russ talks about defending yourself, standing up for yourself.
It's his business. That's what he does.
Yeah. But like I said, it's, you know, on this law and stuff like that. Also, something that Russ actually has is he mentioned it on the air. From Family Martial Arts is that the anti-bullying page, where if you're being bullied by somebody on the internet,
mm-hmm.
There is a page where you can go and call that person out, saying this person is bullying me.
Oh, I remember that. His mm-hmm. Facebook page.
Now, I'll tell you how good this is. There is a woman at the day program
mm-hmm.
who's got a daughter, and the daughter was telling me was being bullied at school, you know, on the internet and stuff like that.
Yes.
And I wrote to her telling her about this anti-bullying page.
Oh, that Russ started?
That Russ started. And I believe she went on there and logged on and then she thanked me for that.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so it is. See, it is a good idea. It's just, I think that this is a good idea, but I get a funny feeling that schools tend to run away and get carried away with things.
Yes, like that case where they were like, okay, this is an absolute no weapon zone, and a girl came in with a pink little bubble gun. that.
Yeah, I don't want to get. I was going to talk about the whole gun thing.
Well, I mean, you
know what I'm going to do very quickly.
Talk about getting away from things. It's like that's not in the spirit of the idea.
I'm going to talk about the gun thing.
They don't
quickly.
Know what to do. Okay.
I think I was shocked that this is a law. I don't think you can have a law if there's no ramifications for violating the law.
Right.
It just seems like it seems more like instead of a law, it's guidelines for what schools should do.
Yes, it should.
And
be.
I like that.
Yeah.
But like Pip said, I kind of like it. Well, the Board of Education should be handling this, but.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a
law. I like it. I like it. My initial response was like, what is wrong with these kids? But you know what? Why not have a gentler society where we're not all assholes?
Make
them
aware of it, like Pip was saying. Have a have a class on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so people understand and get an idea where they can get out of the class and practice what it is. But just to take away, you know, a kid being a kid. You know, I mean, you shouldn't goof on other people's races. There's somebody that's a trans.
But they're talking about who these people are that are getting goofed on. You came in third in the race. They're talking about what they look like, whether it be obese or very thin, their sexual orientation, their sexual preference, their race, their religion. You know, these are things, you know, a lot of times kids can't change.
Right.
So they shouldn't be attacked for who they are.
Right.
So, again, my initial response is kind of like Joe's initials. What a bunch of garbage this is.
Let's think about something here.
Be a first.
Okay. A lot of outside factors. So they're worrying about an inside factor of this. Okay. And when you'll see my point of sight.
Okay.
All right. You ever watch kids play?
Sure.
A little kids?
I thought there was a restraining order that didn't allow that anymore for you.
He has binoculars.
I said, like, Joe, ever watch kids play, you creep?
No, wait, say.
What are you scouting for the compound? What is wrong with you?
Ever watch kids play?
Wait, what a lech you are.
We like that about Joe.
Stop watching them. Get out of my bushes, you old man, with your 80-pound ball. I'm sorry,
Stop
Joe,
touching the ball.
I did not mean to make fun of your impairments.
Stop touching the ball. God.
Go on.
Ball toucher.
It's 80 pounds. We can all touch a little ball.
Can you imagine if I was a I know I'm setting myself up, and you were on my cabinet, and I made a speech, like the State of the Union speech. We need in this country, really, do we? Shut up, stupid. I mean, but what I'm saying
Go
is,
ahead, ball toucher.
What I'm saying about outside factors is when you watch children play, they don't go, let's run around the tree or let's do the, you know, but you can't play because you're black or you can't play. Children are very open minded because they haven't been exposed to the outside elements that they come through being at home with their parents.
Well, that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
So now as a parent that I see my daughter play with her kids.
Yeah.
Because they're here. I don't track them down like you do.
No, he drags them to his home.
Yeah. I want to watch.
I heard them crying. Will you let them out already? Freak.
You want to know something? I get a funny feeling there's going to be one day, Joe, they really don't want you to be on the syndicate. Why? Well, because the things you say about children. It's like, what? I'm not making a point.
I'm sure that'll be like number 14 on the list.
As I sip stupid.
You should know better than to drink while we're doing the show.
I should be drinking.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
But like her two close friends and my daughter, I mean, you're sort of, so sometimes they fight and they exclude. But my wife is a very good person.
Yes.
And my daughter's two best friends' mothers are very good people. Forget about what a degenerate I am, and maybe
I don't think
tough.
We can. Yeah,
try like an 80-pound ball. Try to ignore it. but they don't if they fight, it's not about the type of things that we fought about. Like I got goofed on because I was a heavy kid, mm-hmm. or because I was Jewish,
right.
I think if the adults are better people, mm-hmm. you're going to raise better children. So maybe I'm just trying to work through this because, again, I was kind of like, why the hell are they sending this home? But you know what? Maybe it's to make me more
think
conscious.
Think about it.
Exactly.
Well, there's only so much that they can do to try to raise the consciousness of the adults. I mean, that's one of the problems that teachers are having today is that, you know, when they say that this is the kind of thing that we need to do in the classroom, most of the time when they call a meeting or something like that, they're a preacher to the choir because the responsible parents are the ones that would show up.
Right.
And the, hey, Billy Bob, stop hitting your friend with a tree. That parent is not showing up. You know, they don't. Or, you know, hey, we don't want you sitting with those colored kids in school. Those people aren't showing up.
But the thing about
I go to meetings.
Yeah, but you're wearing a sheet. Nobody can tell you when.
You know, but
my ballies.
But they should. Why am I the serious one here?
Shows you where this show is.
I know.
I always talk to Joe's girl on the way home. I go, I've been the serious one lately.
I'm so sorry.
That concerns me.
Joe's working it out with Joe's girl. Here's how I think we can workshop the show, make it better. Show off my skill set. Go on, Mayor.
But they should also word this, because it seems the way they send it home, the Dignity Act. Here's a new law that we thought of.
Yeah.
This is the
right.
But Devin, you have to agree, the way they worded it, it looks like this. This is a new law that we handed out that we're going to enforce, blah, blah, blah. If they worded it like this.
Well, I mean, they're making me aware of a law that was passed.
All right. Yes. Now, it's okay. This is a
couple years ago, and just now I'm getting the memo, but whatever.
I know, really. Why now?
But the way they should have it is...
Apparently I needed it now.
But still, the way they should have it is, it looks like something is, you know, some fakakta thing that the school's dreaming up again, okay?
But it's not.
Hear me out. They should word it as well. We invite all parents to at home, you know, to teach their children at home tolerance towards us.
Yeah, but if I read that to you, that was part of the... You'd be like, how dare they tell me how to raise my kid? I'll do what I want in my house. That would be your initial reaction if they put that in there.
Yeah, kind
of. No, I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Basically, we were exposed to the prejudices of our parents and the thoughts of our parents, and you picked that up. Over the years, you start to make your own decisions why your parents were wrong in their thoughts. And also now, I mean, come on. You know, parents, that they don't talk about people or things. They're more cautious of what they talk about around the children than our parents.
If we look at Brother Joe's Facebook page, there are clearly a lot of people that have not renounced the horrible things that their parents might have exposed them to. I mean, if you look at some of the comments on Brother Joe's page from some of his friends and fans, they are perpetuating terrible stereotypes that hopefully we evolve from.
I understand. That's people on, you know, Facebook and stuff
like that.
But those are people that are commenting. Take Brother Joe. I
didn't say Brother Joe.
But what I'm saying is that you do learn from your parents. Look, I knew the family, you know, I know the family very well. I knew both the parents and stuff like that.
Right.
And stuff like that. And I know Joe as a father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Joe around his daughter is not like that. You know, the example that I gave about the children playing and not caring whether was ironically over at Joe's house when the children were playing with Joe's, you know, so, you know, it kind of correlates to that, you know, that our parents' thoughts and our parents' prejudices don't really reflect the way we are today.
I was kind of against this at first. I kind of like it now because it makes me aware. I don't know why the hell we had to make a law.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's the thing that drives me nuts.
Me too.
The thing that drives me nuts, because basically what they're going to do, that now it's a lawyer, they're going to start to get flaky with everything. If the kid says something that he didn't mean it, the parents got to come to school. That's where it kind of that's what I'm worried about, because everything has got to be a law.
But there's no penalties for the law.
Right.
So I don't understand why it's a law. But I kind of like the softer, gentler future. I kind of like that. I'm tired of the hate. It wears me out. And that's going to bring me to the next topic, which I didn't know I was going to get to or not. But
are you going
to
talk about your feelings towards me?
You were bringing up the hate, so that's part and parcel.
Now we're going to have about my feelings of Joe on the show.
You know exactly how I feel about
exactly.
you.
No, we don't have the 5 hours to kill. All right.
There's no reason to waste the audience's time with that. Plus, we're trying to get a cleaner show.
We'll get to book a road trip in 2016. We'll handle it then.
Exactly.
Virginia again.
First 20 minutes, I'll tell you exactly what you think, then read the sign, stupid, and away we go.
It's a trip.
So I kind of like it, and I think we all kind of like it now that we worked through it a little bit. We're not thrilled that it's a law.
I don't love that it's a law.
But I think we all kind of like the message.
As long as they show the kids, they don't get out of hand with it, and they don't.
Well, this is just encouraging kids to report and telling the teachers and the guidance counselors how to handle it.
Yeah, well, I would have liked to have someplace to go with my, you know, problems with being bullied at the time.
Right. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Because now the parent can tell their kid, go listen, you got to go to the guidance counselor if this is going on. I'm glad you told me. I'm going to call your teacher, but also you can go to the guidance counselor and report this. It's cool. At first, me and my wife were like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But I'm cool. I've come around on it. But I want to talk about these massacres that we're having in the United States. It's not going to be the usual guns are good, guns are bad. Here's the thing with the United States. Guns are not going away. It's the Second Amendment. I think at some point down the road, they might do away with that. But it's not going to happen anytime soon.
No.
And I don't want to talk about, well, we need to have more guns or we need to have less guns. Because that just devolves into a Facebook fight.
Yeah.
And even when I post something that's not that on my page, it always devolves into that.
It does.
Exactly.
So I'm not interested in doing that. But just a couple of observations and wondering why it's happening so much. Something I've noticed with these massacres, it's men that commit these massacres.
Yes.
I don't even want to call them men. They're obviously small boys mentally to do such a horrible thing. But they're men. And I think this is why. Men glorify the gun. We glory, gun, power. That's what men.
Extension of penis.
Yes. It's like a sports car with a bang.
Yep.
It's an extension of, that's what we do. And that's why I love my gun. Women, I think, and there's a lot of women gun owners.
Yeah, there are.
I think they realize it is, I think they recognize it for what it is. It's a dangerous tool that needs to be respected.
Yes.
They don't feel like they have a bigger clit when they go to the gun range.
Speak also, for yourself.
What do you think about that?
Well, one thing I want to add is that basically, I'm pro-gun. You will know that and stuff like that. Now, I was in the supermarket last night, and I'm going in the magazine.
What a weird segue.
So I was in the supermarket shooting up the potato chip
aisle.
Are
you about to admit something?
Boy, there
was that
times
you?
There are times in there.
After last week's discussion about customer service.
There are times there.
Yeah,
but
really.
I go by the magazine so see if there's a new car magazine or something like that. Now, on the thing, they had all the gun magazines laid out.
Were you with me? You might have been with me when we were on the road. I was on the road at some convenience store. Just took a pic. All the magazines. Just gun magazines.
Guns,
all
guns,
right
guns.
At kit level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little much.
Yeah.
You know, and the glorified guy. And to be quite frank, I think it's kind of cool.
You're a guy.
I'm a guy. And you like that. It shows like the attack weapons and sniper weapons and all this. And it's cool. And it's not one or two magazines. There's a whole slew of these magazines.
But it's wrongheaded. I understand. I know why they're doing it. Mm-hmm. They're doing it to sell magazines and sell guns. They want you to buy into the myth, the dream. You know, and they'll put like a scantily clad hot chick shooting
they'll
a gun.
They'll buy into the fantasy. It's nothing. It's not. It's no more than picking up Motor Trend or something like that, where they show cars and chicks.
But that's the thing. There's a big difference between a sports car and a weapon. There's a big difference.
Well, if you hit somebody, you could still kill somebody with it. But
well, you're not killing 20 at a time.
But here's the deal. A regular mentally balanced person will look at the gun magazines and go, oh, this is cool. Boy, I wish I could get a gun like this, but this is cool. You read the magazine and stuff like that. Maybe you'll get a gun. You're responsible. You have to go through all the paperwork. You go to the range. You can fire. You know, and that's the extent of it. Same way you get a car. Hey, I'd like to get this Porsche, blah, blah, blah. Here's the deal. And this kind of correlates to basically this last topic that we were discussing.
Balls. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want everybody to know I'm the most serious one on this show, okay? Can I just
say that? Well, it's certainly not the funniest.
After all the Joe bashing and everything, I'm the most serious one, damn it.
One has nothing to do with the other.
Joe bashing, we're not talking about your wife now.
No. Well, yep. Humor, yeah, I saw your point. Maybe it's not me. Yeah. But anyway, okay. Now,
don't you wish you had a gun right now?
No. But what I think on this is like a normal person sees this and says that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
A person that has been bullied.
Yes.
In a bad home situation.
Yes.
Or bullied like this. We'll see this and go, this is my revenge.
Yes.
This is my answer.
And
yes.
This is my answer. Very good. So, and what we notice.
The Columbine kids.
Right. Okay. So let's, you're noticing.
All these kids.
All right. So look at men. Okay. One thing.
Which goes back to the bullying.
Yes.
Right. So one thing that I think we can agree on, it's all these guys with a bad home or something that was bullied.
Something snapped.
And nobody caught it, or the parents didn't want to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
That's where I want to get to next. So we actually agree on that.
We agree on it. We're taking the whole gun thing out. Let's take the gun thing out of it. Let's get to this problem. Because me personally, I feel that this is
there's more. There's more to it than that.
Okay.
We're increasingly isolated society now that we're all connected on the internet. And I think we all have been in that situation. If the three of us weren't doing this show right now, if the three of us were hanging out watching a TV, there's a very good chance that the three of us would be on our little devices.
Absolutely.
You know, in each other's company, but not experiencing the other person, not experiencing the human contact. You know what the internet is? It's kind of like what the crazy people on talk radio used to do. You know, your best talk radio fans, sorry, not you guys. You guys are special. But, you know, it's usually somebody who's very lonely.
Yeah.
And, but it's not a real relationship, but sometimes they take it as a relationship.
That's what all radio really is. You're talking to one person.
Right. But so I think we're increasingly isolated. Also, what the internet does is, if you have crazy thoughts, you can find people, and that's what happened in this last case in Oregon. you can find people that will empathize with your crazy thoughts,
yes,
encourage your crazy thoughts, mm-hmm. and actually give you advice on how to carry out the conclusion of your crazy thoughts, which in this case, unfortunately, was massacre.
Oh, you mean 4chan?
What?
4chan. Reddit.
Right.
Those places.
Oh, Reddit. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, well, 4chan is worse.
Really?
Yes.
Worse than Reddit?
Yes.
I guess Anthony will have to check that out after the next show.
Oh, God. I need a therapy after things I read about me on Reddit.
But so I think the increase in all the massacres that we've had over the past decade is the rise of the internet. Because there is no more... We live a lot closer in proximity to everybody.
Yes.
But we don't talk to each other. When you talk to somebody, you can kind of empathize unless you're already nutcase.
Yeah.
But you kind of experience people.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Also, the internet fosters a lot of hate.
There was so much. I tell you, I posted I posted the show last week on the Anthony Cumier. Fans of Anthony's website. I forgot the exact name of it.
Okay.
Some guy writes back to me, "We get you, Joe's friend. Next time, get to the point." So I
wait. What?
Yeah, I go. Yeah, Joe, Anthony's friend Joe Curry here after the Anthony Cumia show. Mm-hmm. You know, check us out on Davin's Den at 6:30. So one guy writes back. It's weird. The interaction goes, "Yeah, we get you, Joe's friend. Just get to the point." And I wrote back, I go, when you graduated charm school, was there a ceremony? Did he just mail you the diploma? So he writes back, he goes, sorry, I was a little buzzed. And I go, you're forgiven. And now we're friends, but the propensity.
I look forward to his right-wing rant on your page.
But no, he's a nice guy, you know, stuff like that.
You know what's weird? Like, I'll go on your page or Joe Kumia's page and, like, try to talk sense, or as I say, the other side. You know, because it's usually very, very right-wing on your page at times, and certainly on Joe Kumia's page.
Yeah.
And I try to talk, well, here's the other side. And I don't get into the name calling. And invariably, some of these people wind up, like, friend requesting me somehow. And yeah. I kind of like that. If you notice on my Facebook page, first of all, I never engage in the name calling.
No.
I don't either.
But if you notice on my page, I have people on both sides of the aisle, whatever the topic is, if I post something controversial. I have far right-wing friends, and I have far left-wing friends, and they, you know, sometimes they get nasty with each other. And I think that's, I don't want to say it's Facebook at its best, but at least they're talking.
Yeah.
Until it gets nasty.
But the whole nasty thing, there was a guy that I had a debate with, very nice guy, his name is Christian.
Okay.
And it was early in the morning, I'm going back, and I called him, I wrote Christine by accident. He goes, oh, you want to play that game?
Oh, I remember that.
And I totally, I go, please accept my most sincere, I go, I do not work this way. This is not me. Please. I did not mean that way.
But
you
some
know.
People
and
do
now
that.
And now we're friends and stuff like that. But I didn't, you know, I don't work that way. You
no,
know?
No.
But the whole thing about this in the internet is that everybody's strong behind a computer screen. So the propensity to bully is very big that you know.
So do you guys agree that perhaps the rise of all this deviant behavior is the dream sold to the male, that a gun is a way to achieve power as opposed to being a utilitarian tool that a woman looks at, and the increased isolation of the individual?
I would agree that some of the factors, and I also would add to that with the whole gun control thing, we got to do this with gun. You need to look at the root of the problem, where you need to see, all right, well, who is committing these crimes?
Mm-hmm.
And what could have been done to prevent it? It all seems it's a similar pattern with, you know, how these guys are thinking.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you're going to kill a bunch of people, you're mentally ill. Nobody's sane, whether you're a religious radical or you're a disaffected teen or a policeman or military who comes back and has PTSD. Nobody who commits these atrocities is in their right mind.
Right.
So I'm just pointing out some of the elements that lead to the worst case scenario.
Totally, yeah. Totally agreed, and I think that more concentration should be put on that as well. If people are going to say legislation, we got to legislate this. Some of the legislation I do agree with, where they should have the background checks at the gun shows. NRA is against that. I think that they should have that. Also, did I write it in a blog or a rebuttal to you, which wasn't a...
You fight with me. I'm such a nice person.
But it wasn't a... I phrased myself wrong, too. It wasn't really a rebuttal. It was on something that you had on gun control about illegal guns, how people get illegal guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought up some facts, which was coinciding with what you were saying, where there are certain ways you can get guns illegally.
Loopholes.
These guys, loophole where legal gun owners will buy these guns but sell them illegally.
Yes.
They're not licensed gun sellers.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be wrapped up. With all these things, with that, the background checks. Also, what Davin is saying needs to be looked at as well. The profile. What can we do with people that display these propensities? How they could be looked at.
It's really easy to do. You would have to take away some of our freedoms, some of our liberties. But the solve. First of all, and then we're going to get out of here. We're going to take a break and finish it. First of all, it's a federal right. It's a national right to own a gun. It's not a state right. It's in our United States Constitution. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why these gun laws are governed by states. I think they should be federalized. Mm-hmm. Which would also mean if you have a gun license in New Jersey, you can go to Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and it should be the same laws. Whatever the laws are, that eventually it should be national.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, and this is where we infringe on the liberties a little bit, you know what? I think if you're going to get a gun license, we should have a psychologist or a psychiatrist evaluate you. When you get this, because they know what to look for. They can see if somebody's disassociative, you know, if they're not really connecting. And I think I think this with driver's license, too, which are not the same. But I think just because you pass a test once, I don't think that should be the end of it. Like if you have a gun license, I think you should have to check in every mm-hmm. couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And same with a driver's license, because your physical skills are not the same and your emotional skills are not the same. Like I always like to tell people, you're not crazy until you are.
Right.
You're good. You didn't break a law until you do. So I think, it would be more imposing and it would be fought. But if you really want to get to the issue and you realize that right now the country is not in a place where they're going to take anybody's guns away, although, the far right, like Obama's coming for your guns. He's not coming for your guns. He's got a year left. That's the last thing he's going to do.
No, that's not what he's going to spend his time
but
on.
But if you really want to solve the – and the third thing I would make it where you have to report within 24 hours if your legally owned guns are stolen or misplaced. Because a lot of times these people are getting guns either as gifts or you give them to your kid or they're stolen. And if a crime is committed with your weapon and you do not report that this weapon is missing, you are liable to some degree. I don't know what that would be.
Also,
do you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I'll also expand on it. Now, one of the things that they had were gun buyers buying guns and then selling them illegally. They should have a registration with that gun with the gun where if there is a crime committed as well with that gun,
right.
That's a Hillary thing. That's a far left thing, where she wants to make the gun manufacturers liable, which I think is a bit much.
That's a little crazy. The thing about it is one of the key the topic that we were debating on Facebook was illegal guns. How are they getting illegal guns? And mm-hmm. one of them is. Non-registered gun sellers are buying guns legally, and they're selling them illegally.
I think if you're illegally selling guns, there should be like a 30-year mandatory sentence, jail.
Yeah.
If you're going to sell guns illegally,
you should make jail time to that.
And also, if a gun is committed, a crime is committed with that gun, you are liable to that crime.
I don't think you can make them liable, but you can certainly make some penalty. If they commit murder, you can't charge the dealer for murder.
You want to know something? If you're selling a gun illegally and you know it's going to be your ass, they could pick up forensics, all this other stuff. You would probably think twice. Before you would do that.
There are ways to handle this.
And these are
You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. And then we're going to get done with this. You're not going to handle because the government on both sides is in the pocket for the NRA. And you know who pays the NRA pays the congressman. And I post this and the gun manufacturers throw money at the NRA. So mm-hmm. that's why you're not getting any gun reform. Most legal gun owners, the ones that are saying they want some reform,
mm-hmm.
and they understand you might have to give up certain liberties, but they also understand, well, if I'm a gun owner and I'm doing everything properly, especially in New York, and I have to jump through all these hoops, I'm okay with it because I've proven it, and I have no problem with my neighbor across the country having to go through those same hoops because I'm in my right mind until I'm not.
Well, it's just going over the legal.
It's not
going to
happen. But we've solved a lot of problems here, so we should probably take a break. I feel good about this segment. We solved bullying.
Yes.
We solved the epic question about an 80-pound ball.
Oh, yeah.
And how to make it fashionable.
That was important.
Make it fashionable.
We're making a difference.
We are making a difference. And, we know Joe's the sophisticated mayor of the show.
Yes, thank God.
And we solved gun control. We are very productive when we're not talking about taking green shits. But anyway, you are listening to Davin's Den. We will be right back with Scammers and Ann Jackson. Don't go anywhere.
TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
Yeah.